John, have you anything to say about the works themselves? Do they have any special meaning for you? Prism, for instance, does that the name imply anything?
No, not really. Actually, yes, it does, because the three, prism, bag, rack, and feet. The work I've been doing before this, I had sort of strange titles. I can't even remember some. Do you remember some of them?
Well, I remember Cold Shovel.
That's right, yeah, things that were sort of...
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's right, yeah, things that sort of...
Puns
and jokes. And it annoyed me that a lot of people were sort of looking on them purely as visual puns as well. I mean, yeah, sure, that played a bit of a part, but when I was being remembered as a punster rather than a sculptor, it was, this was a direct...
reaction.
Yeah, a direct reaction against that. So, you know, and still now I call things, I just give things very simple titles. But I was still sort of caught up in the sort of excitement of showing, you know.
Well, one of the things that's always struck me about your work that distinguishes it from that of other sculptors, certainly in Australia at that time, was your preference for using ready-made objects easily obtained in all sorts of places, material that up to that time hadn't been regarded as traditional sculptural materials like bronze and marble and so on. Have you always felt that urge to make your things from the less traditional materials?
Possibly when I was at art school it was brought about initially because of, you know, no money. But I've definitely got an affinity to that. I mean, Jack Lynn described me as a bush carpenter artist, and I suppose it's part of my sort of Australian heritage, is sort of...
The grand media, like bronze and marble, has never appealed to you?
Never appealed to me because it's not something I can directly do. Oh, possibly marble or something like that, you know. Bronze uses a lot of technique, a lot of other people, necessarily. I can't stand it. I can't stand working with anyone else. Marble is just such a time-consuming thing. Even wood carving, I mean, that's too... you know, if I can cut a piece of wood with a chainsaw, well, that's swift enough. I want immediate reactions because I do sort of work immediately in the actual materials. I do a lot of preliminary sketches, more sort of blueprint, you know, carpenter's drawing type things rather than finished drawings. I've never shown any sculpture drawings. And then I play around with the bits and pieces until I look right, which can be a bit strenuous, particularly with something like prism.
Well, prism, I don't think, well, as far as I'm concerned, it's probably your masterpiece. It's the one I find the most lastingly satisfying. Not that they aren't all art, but that one seems to have a character of its own, a monumentality, a precision and a clarity, and yet an ambiguity that I think is terrific.
It's a nice piece. I've enjoyed putting it together. I've put it together a few times, you know, in Sao Paulo, or in Australia, in Sao Paulo, in Perth, and in Canberra, was it? And, it's a nice sort of feeling to reach the end of it every time, and, it'll be nice to see it up on permanent exhibition.
When the gallery gets opened, yes.